I've got something in my bag this morning, though. Because we bought one of these this week. because I want to tell a story with this pumpkin, which hopefully has got a real Christian meaning. When I was little, and that's a long time ago, when it came up to bonfire night, I remember my dad used to get a swede that he dug up in the garden, and he would hollow the swede out, and he would cut some eyes in the swede so that you could put a candle inside and have a lantern. We didn't have any street lights in those days, and that was our lantern to take us to the bonfire. But now these things have become the modern day lantern, haven't they? But before a pumpkin can be used as a lantern, several things have to happen. And this is one that was prepared earlier by someone. You have to cut the top off. Oh, it's stuck back on now. You have to cut the top off. And then, inside of a pumpkin, there's a lot of real yucky stuff, isn't there? And it's all slimy and horrible, and that all has to be scooped out. And I brought that for you. I brought it in two polythene bags, just in case it leaked. Because look, there's all that yucky stuff that came out from the inside of the pumpkin. Of course, you could roast the seeds, but all that other stuff that's like cobwebby stuff, only it's orange. Don't know what you'd do with that. It's just yuck, isn't it? Doesn't feel very nice when you have to put your fingers in it. That's why it was prepared for me earlier. And then, when you've removed all the yucky stuff, you can carve out, poke out some eyes, a nose and a mouth. And it's then, of course, that you can put a candle down inside and light it. I didn't bother to bring a candle this morning because I thought the sun's shining. It's not going to show up, is it, if you light a candle in there this morning? But that's what needs to be done. The yucky stuff has to be scooped out, and then you can put a candle in. And then, of course, when the candle's lit, the light shines out through the eyes, through the nose, and through the mouth, doesn't it? And as I thought about this pumpkin, I thought that's a bit like when somebody becomes a Christian, because when we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our heart and make us a Christian, something has to happen. Jesus takes all the yucky stuff out of our lives, doesn't he? He takes all the muck, all the sin away. And I don't know, sin probably looks a lot worse than that does. But that's what happens when we ask the Lord Jesus to come into our life so that we can become a Christian. He takes all the muck, all the sin, all the yucky stuff out. And it's then that his light can shine through our lives to other people that we meet day by day. It's only when the yucky stuff's been taken from our lives, only when our sin's been removed, that we can really shine for the Lord Jesus, like a candle shines through a pumpkin. This week, if and when, and I'm sure you will, see some pumpkins that have been carved out and are lit up, let's remember to think of the Lord Jesus, because he came to take our sins away. He came to take away the sins of the whole world. And when we've let him into our lives, it's then that his light can shine through us to other people. Little reminder.